Well, now we are going to start our discussion about a very interesting chapter. The name of this chapter is Social Media Success Stories, The Indian 50 Feet View. Well, let me give you a small background before we discuss what we have in this chapter. When I was doing research for this edition of Social Media, I was also thinking and introspecting what could add real value. So in this process, I came across many brands and people that I personally know who are functioning on the internet in a very successful manner. And these people are not, anywhere in a different country or probably, having a very different background. They are people amongst us who have utilized this particular, channel, the social media channels, in order to become successful in their own businesses in their own way. So what I have done is I have taken businesses in very close places in India, like businesses from Pune, where I come from. There are certain businesses from Ahmedabad, which is a place quite close. And we'll also look at a business which is, being conducted successfully in the city of joy, which is Kolkata. So these are, businesses which I would refer as close businesses, or businesses which are under a 50 feet purview, things which are not happening someplace in a distant land like Germany or someplace in the USA or some other place. So they are of an Indian context, and a lot of learning can happen by studying the way these particular businesses are operating, whether they have their presence on Facebook, whether they are present on LinkedIn, whether they're utilizing YouTube, okay, or Instagram. So this chapter in itself is kind of a collection of case studies of these particular businesses. So after having given you a bit of orientation, a bit of knowledge, let's now look at what objectives we have in this particular chapter. Very first thing is to understand the methods that are being used by our very own brands, the local ones, which are, situated in our local cities, to promote their products and services. The next objective is to develop a clear understanding of the subtle messages that are being used by these particular brands to become successful on social media. The next objective is to associate the scope of social media promotions to the specific business processes, and finally realize how these individuals and/or brands have gained in popularity through the use of social media channels. So it's very important for those people who have for a long time thought of using the social media channels for promoting their business online. So you could online, specifically on social media, you could take inspiration, you could also become a wiser in terms of knowledge, and you could start off. For the people who are already doing it, probably you could learn some more information how organic growth can happen using these channels in a wise manner, as the brands that we are going to discuss have done. So in this chapter, we will observe how people and small brands, the micro brands, how they keep innovating their campaigns to achieve relevance and, to attain a kind of a visibility in response to their evolving audience's wants, needs, and values. So it's a kind of, you can say a practical method or a way in which these businesses are conducting their campaigns. Now, most of these do have websites, they do have certain blogs as well, they do operate on multiple channels. So, whatever we've learned till now, we will see it coming into practical application with some of these micro brands and the way that they conduct business. Thus, the examples that would be discussed in this chapter, they will be enlightening us on how to go about, campaigning on social media. They'll shed quite some light on how brands are, they're focusing on creating certain amount of customization in the offerings to get involved with their online audiences. So whether it's a brand that deals with NLP that we look at, whether it's a person from a diverse area as running a museum that we look at, or in training and development. So all these brands are doing pretty well using certain unique elements that they have thought of and are becoming more and more successful as they go along. So it's a trending practice that's captivated the marketing done in the social media world since the exponential success of the big ones like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and so on. Through these examples, we realize the fact that social media marketing at its core is nothing but the process of building the brand equity and awareness. So the kind of goodwill that you are able to generate, the kind of engagement, the kind of best practices that you are able to give back to the society, all are instrumental in improving your credibility, and subsequently they tend to boost the business that you are conducting online. So this business can be in the form of either selling of products, but the major brands that we are going to observe are more into services. So they are people who provide services as brands. Yes, and these particular services are being propagated to people who are the audiences. So a majority of these particular brands, as I mentioned, are more into the services rather than selling of products. To provide a powerful statistic regarding the growth of social media, now in this chapter we also look at how it has grown, okay, specifically in India, because this particular chapter itself has an essence, which is the 50 feet growth or recognizing. So to provide a powerful statistic regarding the growth of social media in 2019, it is estimated that there will be around a whopping 258.27 million social network users in India. So the current time of recording is itself 2019. We are in the April of this particular year. So we could easily see a 250 plus, user base only in India, up from close to 168 million in 2016. So in a matter of 3 years, it has grown almost to 75 plus million users, which are added, and new users being added every day. So if you can see, there is a huge potential of users who have, selected social media, and thus these people are prone to see your posts if you are advertising on the same. The most popular social networks in India, when analyzed, when the studies and research was conducted, were YouTube and Facebook, followed by the social app, okay, of WhatsApp, the messenger app of WhatsApp. So these are three most popular, you can say, channels of social media here in India. So although we have discussed a lot of channels, these are the three major channels that are popular. And another channel that is quite popular from the business networking is, as we know, LinkedIn. So along with these three, I would also like to specifically add value to this discussion by mentioning the fourth important channel, which is LinkedIn. So combining these, there are many millions of users who use these three or four important channels. Of course, there is more growth in the future for the most popular channel, which is Facebook. So Facebook, according to research, is projected to reach close to 319 million users just in India by the year 2021. So you can see what kind of growth is happening in India and the kind of potential for current brands as well as people who are aspiring to create brands in the world of social media, especially on the popular channels that are there in India. The most important strength demonstrated by the brands and personalities discussed in this chapter is the ability to facilitate the word of mouth marketing. Now, this is very important to understand that social media is more spread by the word of mouth. So there are many examples that we are aware of, specifically examples, recent ones pertaining to airlines, recent ones pertaining to food, the FMCG sector, recent ones pertaining to automobiles. So the word of mouth is the important factor which results in make or break of a brand. So if there is a positive word of mouth happening, if people are saying good things about your brand, if the reviews of the product or the services are really great, then your brand can consistently perform and perform in a better manner. But if the same is contrary, on the contrary, if the brand does not possess these particular things, then it can spiral downwards as well. Hence, it can go on a downward journey. So the word of mouth is the one which actually has been used by the successful brands, and hence they have been functioning online on social media as well as through their website and blogs for several years now. So there's no stronger marketing message than an endorsement or a recommendation from a friend. So people who are friends of these individuals, of these brands, they are instrumental in spreading the good word constantly because of the good services that they have received from this particular brand. Okay, so the very first brand that we are looking at is called as MindSpa. So MindSpa is an interesting name given to the Learning and Development Organization, a Pune-based one, which is owned by the founder Dipti Panhalkar. So Dipti Panhalkar is the owner. She is a friend of mine, and she's one of India's leading psychologists. She also is an inspirational speaker, having featured on Josh Talks, and in the future aspires to be a part of TED Talks as well. She's also a corporate trainer, a budding corporate trainer, and an eminent guest faculty at various B schools. So this brand has been started by a person who's already prominent in the learning and development industry. Now, MindSpa specifically specializes in training and counseling services across India, although it's based out of Pune. It's result of many years of dedicated research done by this wonderful lady. So here is an example of a micro brand represented by Dipti and based out of Pune. So through this particular set of images that follow in this and the subsequent slides, we will see the kind of promotions that are being done. So a critical part of MindSpa is a mind gym session which Dipti conducts. This particular session is conducted through virtual sessions as well as physical sessions that she does in various organizations across India, as well as in various B schools she conducts the same. Now, interesting element for us is the promotions that are done organically. So one thing which really impressed me about this particular brand and the lady is the organic kind of promotions that she has done. For the last about 3.5 to 4 years, her presence on YouTube, her presence on Facebook has really been instrumental in getting more business for her. Now, what I have also done is I have gone ahead and personally met some of these people who have featured in this chapter. And for some brands, I have done telephonic interviews to understand from them their perspectives. So Dipti was one lady whom I met at her own office. I interviewed her for the purpose of this book of social media and was greatly impressed by the flow of thought that she had, the articulation, the vision that she had. And she was actually very appreciative of social media channels that exist today that really make life simpler for entrepreneurs like her, for micro brands to spread the knowledge. So as you can see, this is one particular post. Okay, so she has been conducting for Amity, okay, various places she would be in. So this is what she is doing for the BBA program for Amity Pune. She has some powerful talks that she provides. Now, as I was mentioning, I have gone ahead and personally interviewed her. So that's a snapshot, a photo of me along with her. And she has also developed a product that is a Mind Gym CD, which is, you know, what I've heard. So she has personally given me a gift of that particular Mind Gym CD. So this also proves instrumental, because what she does is we have taken several photographs, and then these have been posted on sites like, you know, we had a small video which was posted on YouTube. Also, this particular post came about on Twitter as well as on Facebook. So what happened is many people who follow me regularly, they were able to see this. Many people who are her followers were able to see this, and her business then again, you know, it increased. So this is the kind of organic increment that has been, you know, happening with MindSpa as an organization, and specifically a promotion currently is happening for the Mind Gym CDs and the Mind Gym programs that Dipti is focusing on. This is another example which was promoted through a few social media platforms. This one I have been able to, you know, extract from YouTube as well as from Facebook. So there's an embedded video created on YouTube which she's been successfully putting on Facebook and other channels. So this is a free seminar that was done on reprogramming the mind. As you know, Dipti is a qualified psychologist, so she keeps doing this. So you know, a lot of people enjoyed this particular workshop of hers as well, which was organically promoted a couple of months ago before it actually happened. Now this is a channel. Now what we've done is we've discussed about certain channels on YouTube and how to market them. So this is an actual example of a person who was doing it, who's close to us, just 50 feet, like in Pune. So this is her own channel on YouTube, and as you can see, this comprises of various videos by Dipti Panalkar. One is on how to reduce negativity. The other one is techniques of mind programming, how to reprogram the mind, and so on. So here, in a kind of you know, gist, you get to understand the kind of programs being done by this person. So this also acts as a promotional measure. Now, she doesn't fall short of adding her phone number, adding her website details, so that people end up either calling her through conventional mediums or emailing certain inquiries or landing on her website to understand more. So this is a pretty you know, effective way of marketing her services, and of course the product that are the CDs of Mind Gym that she has created. Now we are going to look at another particular brand in Pune, which specifically provides museum services. So if you're interested in visiting a cricket museum where there is a huge collection, a 10,000 plus collection of bats, balls, gloves, along with portraits, signed autographed shirts of cricketers, photographs of cricketers, you need to go to the Blades of Glory. Many of you already have seen Blades of Glory on some you know, television channels, some lifestyle channels. So this place is in the very heart of Pune, the city where I belong to, and I really relish this experience of visiting this particular museum. The way I got to know about it, a small background, is through a friend of mine who is the promotions manager over there. So she specializes in conventional promotions like photos, like newspaper ads, like, you know, featuring in magazines, like having brochures and pamphlets. And they have in the last couple of years also specialized in creating fan page on Facebook. They already have a channel on YouTube, and they have a presence on Instagram and other places. So this is the brand which is called as the Blades of Glory, one of the largest cricket museums, not just in India, but also in the world. So this particular museum was opened by Sachin Tendulkar himself and the likes of Virat Kohli and all the cricketers like Sir Vivian Richards, Sunil Gavaskar have all personally visited and have provided their cricketing items to make this a valuable place. Now, the gentleman we all know over there on the right is Sachin Tendulkar. The gentleman on the left who is being presented Sachin's bat is called as Mr. Rohan Pate, who is the entrepreneur and the visionary behind creating this museum. So, the story goes as Rohan was interested in having Sachin as the brand ambassador for his construction, for his building projects. And when he met Sachin, he also learnt that, you know, there is a lot of interesting information that is being given about, like through autobiographed bats and bats and various other autographs. So that made him interested in, you know, getting bats and other cricket memorabilia from cricketers. And this eventually turned up into a passion, and hence he began collecting this cricket memorabilia right from 2011 and is even instrumental in doing it today. So this resulted in a collection of more than 30,000 bats, which are stored in the museum and the floor above. So I was lucky to visit this museum, lucky to meet Rohan as well as Nupur, who's their manager. So there is a lot of promotions also which happens actively. There are trivia, there are game-based challenges that these people have. They have a certain television clips available at the venue. So I would highly recommend you to visit this. They also give you, you know, to hold Sachin's bat with which he has actually created many centuries. So it's a special privilege to visit this particular place at a nominal, but you know, charge. So this is very interesting. Now, having described this particular, you know, museum, so this particular museum comes about as a tribute because Rohan himself was an ex cricketer and is born in this cricket crazy country. So he has, you know, thought of giving tribute or giving it back to the game in the form of cricket memorabilia collection and display. Now, what interests us more, or what is more relevant in our context, is how they are promoting this museum on social media. So this museum for the last couple of years has been quite a rage. It has featured on some channels, television channels, and it is regularly featuring as promotions on social media, especially through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram, as well as through YouTube. So currently Rohan, he has a team of people specially dedicated to spreading the word. Now Rohan is quite influential, okay, so he actually is not doing it for money, but he wants people to actually enjoy to his collection and learn the history of cricket. So that's the reason why he and the others are actively promoting and spreading the message of cricket to the people. So Nupur, as I mentioned, she is the business development manager and the first person that whom I liaised with. So I was already friends from a previous acquaintance, and I got connected with her, made a personal visit, interviewed Nupur, a few other people there along with Rohan himself, and got to know a lot of interesting things about this game, which I was not, you know, aware of. Again, as I said, I got to hold a few cricket balls, gloves. I was able to actually play a few strokes, not with the ball, but just, you know, demonstrate, take a feel of Sachin's bat. So it was a really great experience. And of course, they do have a lively fan page as well, through which they are promoting their particular, this museum. They do have a YouTube channel as well, and is represented by Rohan on Twitter and Instagram. So I would request you to visit their fan page to see how a local brand is doing well on a global, in a global fashion. To also look at how YouTube comes in handy for the micro brands like the Blades of Glory. So of course, pictures, they speak a thousand words. So these are some pictures. So there's our very own Virat Kohli, the captain of the Indian cricket team. taking a visit. There's a special section dedicated to Virat Kohli with a huge, image of him, with a scoreboard of Virat Kohli with the current stats, with his jersey, with his, cricket bats. So there's a lot of merchandise with our current cricketers. So that's Rohan, who's actually showing Virat Kohli around. Another, feature. Now this is the website that I'm showing you. So that's Rohan along with Sachin, the great, the legend Sachin Tendulkar, who's visited and opened. In fact, Sachin is the gentleman who gave the idea, promoted, encouraged Rohan to build this museum and contributed. Sachin is one of the heaviest contributors of cricket memorabilia. His bats, his photographs, his jerseys, his pads all adorn the walls, okay, the ceilings of this particular museum. So memories of Sachin along with his coach, along with the World Cup, all these particular things are present here. That's none other than the legend Chris Gayle, who has presented his jersey. There's Sir Vivian Richards also present. So these influential people, now these are true influencers, as we would agree. They are currently the most popular ones. Even film stars are not as popular as the sporting icons that we have today. So these have all made personal visits. So this is a very good example of how an individual can actually involve influencers to build up such a great place. So this is a live example of what we had been discussing so far. So this chapter brings to life whatever theoretical discussions happened so far. Of course, this is their fan page. So this is a place where people can create recommendations. They can rate the place. As you can see, one of the recommendations is mine. So I have gone ahead and I have recommended the place. They do request you to, sign feedback, as well as they do request you to put recommendations on Google Plus as well as Facebook. So they are using the social media in quite a wise manner. Of course, this is the channel that they have. They have a good collection of videos. So that's Sachin, who was talking about the Blades of Glory. And of course, there are other videos there as well, which you can watch. Well, that's me putting a post. So having a following, quite a big following on LinkedIn, on Facebook, they requested me to click photographs there and of course create a post when I go back. So that's what I have done. So they do also have a frame in which they capture you. So that's me standing there with Nupur. And if you can see below, that's me holding Sachin's bat. So this actually brings about a lot of, excitement, a lot of emotions in you. So all this can be felt when you go to this grand place. And of course, they have a wonderful social media presence as well. The third micro brand that we are going to discuss is not based out of Pune, it's based out of Ahmedabad. And it's the brainchild of an individual. Her name is Nimisha Rastogi. So Nimisha Rastogi is another qualified psychologist, a trainer. And she is based out of Ahmedabad. She has counseling services as well. Now, one thing, the reason that I included this particular micro brand, this individual, is because she's pretty active on platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and does a lot of good work by sharing a lot of good posts related to fighting depression, creating happiness, children issues, issues related to bullying and how to prevent them, issues related to mental health. So this particular brand that she has, okay, so the name of the brand is the Mind Health brand that she has. So this particular brand is very mind health consultant. So she does a lot of good work. So this work is also of a social nature. Apart from whatever, whoever she gets as contacts or as clients. So as I said, MLC or Mind Life Consultants is the brand. So I was able to interview her a couple of times telephonically, understand her views behind creating this and promoting it on Facebook, on YouTube as well. So what she believes is that this is a channel which provides win-win solutions, okay, and it helps her to spread awareness on mental health. So this is quite an interesting concept. Now what's happening is, as we are moving along, it's more of a kind of a shift from not just products but also services online, as we've seen in the previous few examples. So now what we'll do is we'll see how, through the use of images, that she has spread the good work. She's marketed on Facebook as well as YouTube. So this is one example where she's conducted a training program on parent education. So how do parents deal with children? How do they respect children and so on? So this is what was put. As I said, the science of happiness. So this is another interesting post, a value-added post on the key to happiness and how to spread happiness, certain very beautifully articulated messages, and of course the subsequent posts and comments that she's received. This is another one where she talks about mindfulness, how to take hold of our mind, how to have the correct way of thinking. So this is about that. She has used quite some impressive images as well, some techniques represented through infographics that we had spoken of earlier. Again, another one where she speaks about mindfulness practices. Okay, there is a concept of RAIN, which is, having an acronym where each thing belongs to creating some sort of awareness, a mental health awareness. Again, this is a post which she's put on Facebook. Another interesting one on how to conquer anger. So if you are becoming angry, how to prevent that, what are certain techniques? So this is about a workshop that was conducted in Ahmedabad. So she regularly conducts workshops in Bombay, in Ahmedabad, and several close by places in Gujarat. This is about speaking about depression and anxiety. Now we are going to discuss how social media is used as a natural channel for promoting knowledge and spreading NLP practices. This is done by a gentleman from Kolkata. Person's name is Mr. Shantanu Das Sharma, who is the author of this wonderful book, Awaken the Incredible Within. So Shantanu Das Sharma has organically promoted this book. This book came out in the year 2016. So he has put posts on Facebook, through Instagram, through YouTube. He has promoted this book. Apart from the promotion of this particular book, he is also the CEO, the founder and owner of NeuroMind Leadership Academy, which specializes in NLP training and human potential development. It's based out of Kolkata. So this gentleman is also doing a lot of good work on social media currently as a micro brand, as an individual promoting his product and services. So currently he has engaged with people who are seekers of change in their life and seekers of change in the world. So mainly using powerful tools of NLP. So he is certified on NLP, and he also certifies people on the various versions of NLP. So he has a massive fan following as well. He has got his own personal page as well as a business page on Facebook. So I would recommend you visit the pages in order to see how this micro brand is being promoted by Shantanu. So this particular company, NeuroMind, it specializes in innovation and education by introducing heightened self-consciousness and individual awareness. He has his own flavor of NLP called as NLP Plus. When I interviewed him on the phone with regards to the book, he was able to provide a lot of information, which is a value add to me as well as, it can prove to be a value add to you if you follow his posts. So he has been regularly posting since the year 2015. A lot of valuable posts have been put on regarding NLP, regarding improving self, regarding knowledge, regarding his book promotions. So he is highly popular. He's gained, in fact, organic popularity on the social media by his work done on the channels Facebook, WhatsApp, and YouTube. Let's now look at some excerpts from what he has put online. So this is one of the lovely posts about NLP coaching on Facebook. So, he had also conducted a particular seminar on his book, Awaken the Incredible Within. So this is how he had created a promotion. He had also enlisted the kind of, things that would happen. So it was a kind of a huge workshop, which was 11 days in fact, which started from the 17th of October to the 6th of November every day. So this, had 2 hours of discussions about these particular topics. So now he got a good amount of audience across India for this because of the organic promotions that happened. Another particular excerpt. This is a memory shared when Shantanu Das Sharma had visited Pune. So this book was published by a publisher called as Adhyan Publishing from Delhi, and they had a round of conferences, or they had a round of sessions unveiling the knowledge of the book in places like Delhi, Kolkata, Hyderabad, Pune. So Shantanu Das Sharma traveled to all these places and explained the essence of his book to interested people. So to packed audiences, he was able to explain the kind of work that he has done. So a lot of years have been spent in the research of his book, which he has put here. This is basically the business page of his Neuromind Consulting, where he adds a lot of images about the work that he does, a lot of information. He also gives out information about his own own self. So this one again, this one specifically is on LinkedIn, as I erroneously said Facebook, but this particular thing is on LinkedIn that we have seen. So this is his profile on LinkedIn, through which he receives a lot of work. So this is another way of showcasing your services. Now, when we spoke about LinkedIn, we spoke about endorsements. Now, this is a very good way of seeing that he's been endorsed on strategy by about 99 plus people, on management by an equal number of people, channel partners. So this also helps us understand that this gentleman is quite credible in the work that he does. He's quite knowledgeable in the work that he does. So in this fashion, we have completed this short chapter, which provided us a 50 feet view of the current people who are, actively. Now, all these people and the brands, they're actively promoting their brands and themselves on Facebook. The most notable and the most common thing about all the brands that were mentioned is that they are organically promoting their brands. There is a certain sense of proactiveness. They are constantly looking for new business online, majorly through the social media campaigns that they are running. This has also provided us with practical insights by the use of photos, by the use of the excerpts that have been cut out from YouTube, for some brands, from Facebook, from LinkedIn. So whatever we had discussed in the past few chapters, we have been able to actually see those things in action. So that's the reason that this chapter, which comprised of case studies, has proven so useful. And I have also thoroughly enjoyed interviewing people, some people in person, some people over the phone, and understand from them the impact that social media has created, not just for them, not just for their brands, but also to the end users who avail their products and services. Thank you.